Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. This is Columbus Day, and as with so many holidays in New York, there's a parade. Our Carol DiOria is on Fifth Avenue and has a preview. Carol?
But Larry, this should be a really nice day. The weather is great, and that's, of course, a big deal. And the Grand Marshal is Massimo Ferragamo, the clothier. He is the embodiment of what an Italian or Italian-American is. Positive values, hard work, family values. And as everyone marches up the avenue, of course, they stop at St. Patrick's Cathedral, where I am right now, and they'll greet the Cardinal, and on the way, they'll go further up Fifth Avenue. It's a day to feed all things that are positive about Italians and Italian-Americans. It, of course, is the day to honor Christopher Columbus, the man who discovered America. And he is really the symbol of Italian-Americans. In spite of all of the controversy, for Italians and Italian-Americans, he is the star of the day. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, live on Fifth Avenue.
Yes, most of us were taught that Columbus discovered America. Of course, that's not true. There were already people living here, and they didn't fare too well in the so-called discovery.
Hundreds of American cities are honoring Indigenous Peoples Day, opposed to the more commonly used Columbus Day. The day signifies the landfall of Christopher Columbus. Yolanda Bluehorse is a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe and says natives occupied the land Columbus found and that those cultures deserve recognition.
People think that we're forgotten or that we're portrayed in Hollywood, you know, as being a certain type. We're not. We're human beings, too.
Indigenous Peoples Day was established in the 70s but gained steam in 2014 when Seattle and Minneapolis adopted resolutions to replace the holiday. More than 100 cities have followed suit. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
A woman is dead in the Bronx, and police want to question her estranged husband.
Luz Perez, 40 years old, and a mom of five. Now, two of those children, her 5-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter, found her body after they woke up early Sunday morning, the son then screaming out the window for help. Perez had recently taken out that restraining order against her estranged husband. Josh Pemberton lives in the building, says he didn't hear anything. She came home from work very late Saturday into Sunday.
Usually I come in from work like around 12 o'clock, so probably got up like in the morning time. I didn't hear anything. It shocked me because, you know, it's right in the building. There's a lot of little kids in the building and stuff like that. It's really shocking to hear.
The cops here tell me they're looking to at least talk to the estranged husband who allegedly used a lit cigarette to burn Perez in the eye just a couple of weeks ago during a fight. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. 187th and Bathgate, the Belmont section of the Bronx.
Counselors will be available this week at Pearl River High School. Two teens were killed over the weekend when their car crashed off an overpass and onto train tracks at West Crooked Hill Road and Railroad Avenue in Rockland County. The car burst into flames. The victims are identified as 17-year-old Alton Nizaj of Pearl River and 15-year-old Aniha Chekich of Brooklyn. Two cars were involved. The drivers of both survived. One's okay. The other is in serious condition. A boxer from Freeport, Long Island, is in a Chicago hospital in extremely grave condition. 27-year-old Patrick Day was knocked out in the final round of his super welterweight title fight on Saturday night. The boxer who put him on the mat, Charles Conwell, is asking everyone to pray for Day. His promoter says Day suffered a traumatic brain injury and underwent surgery. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, members of the clergy, and anti-gun violence activists lead a prayer vigil tonight at Utica Avenue and Dean Street. That's where four men were shot to death on Saturday at a social club. The victims were 36-year-old Terrence Bishop, 47-year-old Dominic Wimbush, 37-year-old Chester Good and 32-year-old John Thomas, all of Brooklyn. Three other people were wounded. Police say the incident apparently stemmed from some sort of dispute. No indications gangs were involved so far. No arrest. Who thought of this? The New York Times reports a graphic video was shown to Trump supporters at his resort in Miami last week. The video depicts the president taking on his supposed enemies with guns and knives.
One of the most violent clips shows President Trump's head superimposed on the body of a man opening fire inside the Church of Fake News on parishioners who have the faces of his critics or the logos of media organizations superimposed on their bodies. The New York Times reports they received the video from a person who attended a three-day conference held by a pro-Trump group, American Priority, at Trump National Doral, Miami. Several of the president's top surrogates, including his son, Donald Trump Jr., former spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, were scheduled to attend the event. They all deny seeing the video. Jeff McKay, Washington.
In one scene, the president is shown driving a stake into the head of a person who has the CNN logo for a face. In a statement, CNN calls on the president, his family, the White House, and the Trump campaign to denounce this video in the strongest possible terms. Anything less, it says, equals a tacit endorsement of violence and should not be tolerated. A spokesman for the Trump campaign says they know nothing about the video and they do not condone it. The organizer of the event says American Priority rejects all political violence and aims to promote a healthy dialogue about the preservation of free speech. They say this matter is under review.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.